1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
Start your day off on the right foot with great local programming on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.
Our morning show today on WRCL. The first half talks about a real fun event coming up for our community, the upcoming Wellness Stride put on by Simons Recreation Complex and also ADRC, Richland County. Roxanne Klubertans Gerber, Aging and Disability Resource Center managers in the studio, along with Denise Lenz, interim director for Simons Recreation Complex. Roxanne, it's getting to be about that time of year again for you, isn't it?
It is. We are super excited. So last year we partnered with Simons for our first Wellness Stride. It actually is in celebration of Older Americans Month and also ADRC Month, which is in May. So we're excited to be able to continue this partnership and have our second annual Wellness Stride. This year, though, we're increasing it. We're doing a 3K and then we're also doing a 5K run as well. So we're excited to be able to do a little bit more this year.
Do you remember why you first had the vision of putting this on?
It really was trying to figure out how can we get people involved? How can we get all of the generations involved? Not just individuals who are over 60. We really want to have the whole community get involved because really in any aspect, we're all aging. We're going to get there at some point. So really doing an intergenerational event was really kind of that vision. And when I sat down last year with Simons to say, what could we do? This is what we came up with. And we had a really great turnout last year. We had individuals from the age of 6 months all the way up to 83, I think, or 87 was our oldest one. So it was a really fun event.
I can't think of many things you can put on that can involve that kind of age group.
Exactly.
Right? So that'll be a special thing. It's coming up May 23rd. And you're here to kind of get the word out today then, Roxanne.
We are. We really want to make sure that people know about the event. It's going to be nice. It'll be right before Memorial Day weekend. It's the Thursday before, and it's after school, after work, so people can really come out and get involved. And we wanted to start talking about this early enough so people can start putting it in their planners.
Why is it important for those of us that are 60 and over to stay active?
Well, it's proven that, you know, it helps with your mental health. It helps with your cognitive abilities. So staying active all the way throughout your life really has long-term effects. You know, it keeps you involved. It keeps you social, keeps you a part of your community. So it's really important to continue to do all those things and starting at a younger age. So, and luckily here, we've got some really great opportunities for people to stay active and involved in our community. And so we want to highlight that.
I know that there are people that just regularly do this, but there are others that, you know, it's pretty impressive for somebody to go from the couch to doing something like this. And I'm guessing you're hoping that some of those people respond as well.
I hope so. And if nothing else, if they at least call Simons and say, hey, what kind of activities do you have at Simons Recreation? We've partnered with them. We've enjoyed a really long partnership with Simons, and they do all of our health promotions. So we have programs to help get people off the couch, get them moving again, get them involved. And so we'd like to see people at least call, find out more about it, and see what other programs are out there.
You encourage them to find out more about the Simons, especially, don't you?
We do.
Let's talk a little bit to Denise Lenz, who's back in the studio as interim director. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning, Phil.
How are you?
I am doing great. Doing great.
Good to have you back in the studio with us. So explain the title of interim director.
Interim director. So about four years ago, I retired after having my 30 plus years in at Simons. And at that time, my assistant director, Tracy, took over as director, and then COVID hit and all that craziness and whatnot. So after 3.5 years, Tracy said, you know, I've got some other things I want to do. So her last day was on March 4th. And she asked if in the interim, before someone was hired, if I would come back in. So it's been really I'm going to say rewarding, because it really highlighted why I did what I did for 30 years. Simons is such a great place, and the people in the community are so wonderful that they're very patient with me. And I was like, well, this is how we did it 4 years ago, but I'm not quite sure, you know, and so they've been very patient with me. So the next director will be on board on April 15th. So there'll be some training, obviously, that I will help with, but I'm just excited for the future of Simons and all the great programming and the things that are going to happen there.
Has the next director been hired, or is that process still going on?
Yes, has been hired, given their notice, and I don't know what I want to go on the radio and say who it is, but they will be on board on the 15th, and a wonderful pick, and will be lots of great ideas, and I'm just excited for the future of Simons.
As I told you, when you contacted me when we had bad weather, and you know, like, are we in the 90s again? I wasn't expecting to hear from you.
Yeah, it was kind of, I get that reaction from no, Denise is retired. Denise is back, but Denise is having a good time. It's been fun meeting with the people, and the people at Simons, I bet I've had over 100 people come in and say thank you for coming back and filling in, and it's just it's kind of like coming back for I'm gonna say a family reunion. Simons for a number of years. I had two sons, but my third child was Simons. Sure. And it's nice to see that it's progressing well and still enriching people's lives.
Indeed. And I think you want to get that word out there that the Simons is fine. Not much has changed, right?
Yeah. Simons, actually, in January of this year, so we keep numbers of the revenue, the users and stuff, and we are back in January. We're back to 2019 numbers. The January in 2019, prior to the whole COVID craziness, the numbers are right back on board. So people have supported us through COVID, but there's just a whole another bunch of people that are coming in, and the emphasis on fitness for people who are just starting out. The swimming pool is such a huge asset for this community, and it's nice. This morning I was looking, and we keep track of, we've had probably 100 people in already this morning, and the pool is packed, and that's, my mother's there, so I get to see my mom when she comes in. But it's keeping people active, it's keeping people in their home, and it's keeping them healthy. So it's a great place.
Indeed. And you're really pleased to go along with ADRC in this upcoming event too, I'm sure.
Absolutely. As Roxanne said, we've had a great partnership of getting classes at Simons, but also in recent years, we've got classes starting tomorrow in Muscadet. We have classes starting in Lafarge. So we are branching out into the other areas. So instead of all those folks having to come to Simons, we teach in Muscadet and right now in Lafarge classes. So it's a nice outreach, getting the people the exercise they need closer to where they live.
So where do you meet in those two locations?
In Muscadet, we're in the city, the Cradwell Center. Mm-hmm. And in Lafarge, it's the same. That's one. 4 years ago, we met. I'm not sure. I think it's like a senior center or something in Lafarge. I don't know the exact one on that, but I know they start tomorrow.
Do people go through the Simons to find out more information?
They do. So we do all the registration at Simons. And then the nice thing is we also, you know, Roxanne is here in Richland Center, but we also work with Vernon County. We work with Iowa County. We work with Grant County with their ADRCs. Am I saying that right? They all have an organization there. So they help pay for those portion or the fees associated with some of that too. So it's nice having that cooperation and working together. So we can offer outside of Richland County and into other counties as well.
I know that you put on some runs during the year. You have the ugly sweater mm-hmm. run and different ones, but this is kind of the first big one of the year, isn't it, for
yes,
Simons?
Yes, it is. And it sounds like it's going to be a great one to have. I think last year had 108 participants, and it's nice with the ages. And to me, I like, it's going to be warmer.
Yes.
You know, you can get out and you can do the walk and enjoy, you know, have a multi-generational, have grandma and the kids and mom and dad, and bring everybody out for the walk. I think it's a great event.
Will you have some other things going on that day at the Simons Complex?
We're going to do like some snacky kind of stuff, but then we'll do tours. So if people haven't been in Simons, that they can come in and get a tour and see, you know, what is happening. So, hopefully the weather's well. So several years ago, we had the patio created for such events so that we can do stuff out into the patio in front of Simons. So We're hoping for good weather and that we can use that space.
The course, is that kind of the same as some of the other events you've had?
Yeah, yeah. Out towards Allison Park and then swinging back. So going through the park and then swinging and coming back. Yep.
Special t-shirts and things like that too?
Roxanne's really good at coming up with the colors. And Tracy, before she left, worked on the design. So yep, t-shirts. And Roxanne can speak to the... there's some specifics about who gets a or not who, but you can speak to that.
Yeah. Go ahead. What the t-shirts are? They pretty stylish, are they?
Well, of course, because they have ADRC and Simons Recreation Complex on them. T-shirts, we have individuals who are 11 and under or over 60, the walk is free. For individuals in between those ages, it's $10, and you get a shirt with that as long as you sign up by May 6th. We do have to have those orders in by May 6th to be able to get them in time for the walk. So the kids and our older individuals are going to be free, and then all of us in between, it'll be $10 per person.
Do people go to the ADRC website or the Simons to sign up?
So Simons Recreation is where they're going to want to sign up, so they can call to get information. I believe they can sign up on the website and in person. So
either way. So you're going to be recruiting, Denise, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
People that come through the door.
We started at 108 last year. We'll shoot for 200 this year.
Ooh, yeah. That's a great goal.
Yeah. And from what my history with runs is, it's all dependent on the weather, you know, and a lot of people wait to the last minute. And we don't want you to wait, though, because if you want a t-shirt, we would like to get those ordered so that people can have them. But everything is up on our website right now. So the registration is up on there, and you can pay online if you want to, if you're not in the age group, that would get a free one.
Can you describe the t-shirt, the outlay and the colors, Roxanne?
Well, we're going to go with blues. ADRC, our state color is blue. So I don't have, actually, Tracy didn't send me that design yet. So I know that's coming. So I don't know for sure. But we did settle on a blue shirt. So, and then probably with white lettering.
Great. Look forward to that. Yeah. As we have the opportunity and you're in here, could you talk about some other programs that are coming up here in the spring?
Sure. So Denise talked about a couple of the programs that we're doing. So programs that we've partnered with Simons on over the last, I think this partnership's been going for 16, 17 years now. Okay. Denise actually started it with our previous ADRC manager, Linda, and it's just grown from there. So we offer Tai Chi, we offer Strong Bodies, and then we also offer a program called SAIL, and that is... I got to look at what my notes here. Stay active and independent for life. So those programs run through Simons Recreation. We also have a new program starting next week called Bingo Size. So we will be out at the community center doing Bingo Size twice a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And sign up. People need to sign up by Monday to be able to participate in that. But that is incorporating exercise with bingo. And that's a 10-week program. So we're excited to be able to add that new program as well. So, and it's been a really great partnership. You know, we don't get a lot of funds, but we get some funds through the Older Americans Act, and to be able to do health promotion. And we really honestly couldn't do what we do without Simons Recreation. We're able to work with them. They're the experts in exercise, is what I always like to say. I'm not. So working with them, they're able to get individuals involved. They've got leaders for that. And our small little bit of funding that we get goes a lot further when we can partner with Simons Recreation and then also our surrounding counties, because each one of the counties, we pay for those individuals that are from our county. So that has been a really, really positive thing that we've seen. Our health promotion programs are for individuals 60 and older. And then there is a suggested contribution rate of generally $20 per class. But that's only if individuals can afford it. If they can't, then that's okay too. But we do have that out there where they can do a contribution if they'd like.
Branching out to cities and towns like Muscadet and Lafarge, too, that's a great way to expand your horizons a little bit, too, isn't it?
It really is. Those border communities, and I say this about all of our border communities, is they sometimes feel like they're not a part of things because they're so far out from their county centers or from their county seats. So it's been really great to be able to get out into those communities. And a lot of Richland County individuals go into Muscadet, you know, because we're right there on the border. And same thing, Lafarge is right there on the border as well. So we get a lot of our Richland County folks from out on that edge of the county that go to those classes. It's easier for them to drive 5 minutes into Lafarge or into Muscadet than coming, you know, anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes into Richland Center. So we always want to think of our county as a whole, and we want to think about those people not only that live right in the county center, but also live in, you know, all of our outlying areas as well.
Is there thought about expanding that to some other towns in the future, or has that been discussed?
We have done Viola in the past as well. We've talked about Lone Rock too, but we haven't really made any moves towards that yet.
I know prior to COVID hitting, I had an instructor in Casanova that was ready to teach a class. So part of the cooperation that we have, Roxanne has access to a lot of very individualized training that without us having the help and the funds, so we can send our instructors and we find people in those areas that we don't serve or we didn't serve the class and be able to offer that. When COVID hit, it kind of took a backseat. We were actually looking at the Lone Rock and Spring Green area too, of getting, so it's getting somebody who lives in that area. So I would, if anybody out there is listening and they would be interested in getting trained for some of these classes, we would love to hear from you to see, because the, from my understanding, the more outreach that we can do, I mean, it benefits. We had talked to the people in Sauk County, and we had talked, to people in Sauk County. So that would be in Casanova, would be just over the border, would be Sauk there, and same thing in Lone Rock, to be able to co-op. But even if it isn't, if it's reaching those people in Lone Rock or reaching the people in Casanova, because, you know, that's the area that I was from. And, you know, for us to go to Reedsburg or go to Richland Center, it was half an hour in a car. And if you just had to go down the road to Casanova to do a class, more people would be more apt to do that.
Sure. Not drive, especially when you get into the winter months and things
exactly.
like that. So
yep.
Perfect. And that's, we were on not too long ago talking about the benefits and things like that. And you're seeing that more and more, I think, aren't you?
Absolutely. I just got done teaching a lifestyle class. And when I think about aging, I want my health span and my lifespan to be going the same directory. I see people in their 20s and 30s that their health span is really starting to decline because of the things that, you know, the lack of exercise or the improper nutrition or the high amount of stress. But to keep your health span and your lifespan, and then everybody's going to die. You know, that's a well-known fact. But I want to be as healthy and as active as long as I can. And I think the classes that are being offered and the lifestyle choices that people make can really make a big difference towards that.
It was just in the news last week that the lifespan actually went up last year. It's the first time it mm-hmm. has for a few
yeah.
years.
Yeah, but unfortunately, the health span isn't going up. You know, so because of choices, you know, the diabetes or heart disease or food choices or societal choices because of stress and stuff that people are under, health span is not as what I encourage people, you know, it's a whole effort. So exercise is part of it. Nutrition is part of it. You know, reducing your stress. There's key parts to it all, but to increase your health span so that as you live to be 80 or 90 years old, it's not, you know, you're not just moving around sitting in a chair or something, that you're able to get up and play with your grandkids or whatever it is that you want to be able to do.
Yeah, get that heart going a little
exactly,
bit.
Exactly, exactly. Right. Use those muscles.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. But, you know, and we talked about Roxanne's programs, but Simon's benefits from those, and they benefit from you. It's a great partnership, isn't it?
It really is. You know, we have the people on staff who really are into exercise, and I appreciate that a lot of people maybe aren't as excited about exercise as what people maybe at some, but I would hope that their enthusiasm, one of our instructors, when I was leaving the building today, she's whooping and hollering, and I think her excitement, people come just because she livens them up and starts their day out, you know, in a happy way. And they're 50% of the people who come in this morning who are in the water don't have anybody else at home. So this is their time to connect, the social connection. They're getting the exercise. They're getting outside. They're getting, you know, some fresh air. The sun comes out, they're going to get some of that. And then they go back and they're healthier for the rest of their day. And I would just encourage anybody who's listening who is home and they think, well, I you know, I wouldn't fit in. Everybody will fit in Simons. It's just a happy environment. And if you aren't able to come to Simons, you know, coming to the Muscadet classes or coming to the Lafarge classes or contacting us and saying, yeah, if you had a class in Casanova or if you had a class in Lone Rock, you know, if we can start a database of people who want to, but even more so, if you would be interested in teaching those classes, we'd love to hear from you too, because we can provide the education for that.
The first time that you go is probably the hardest time, isn't it?
It absolutely is the hardest. And I liken it to saying the first time you've done anything, the first time you give a speech, or the first time coming here and talking on the radio, you know, that's kind of scary. The first time for anything, but it's like I train the staff to know that this is scary for people. And I've heard of people who drive around the parking lot, they would come in, go out, you know, three or four times before they park the car and actually come in the building. But that's a normal reaction. It's for people who aren't used to exercising and coming into a strange facility, but a different facility. It can be intimidating, and we hope that people will just do that, understanding that that is the reaction from just about everybody there is.
I've talked to people that say they wish they would have done it, you know, long before that, but sometimes, you know, it's better late than ever, right?
Yeah. And I can say this with my mother. I worked on her for probably 8 or 9 years. I'm like, you have got to get into the swimming pool. And she was having a harder time getting around. And now she'll say, I should have done it sooner. And she just turned 90. She's living at home. And she says, if she hadn't come, she would probably not be here now, because she was having such a hard time getting around. And she's the biggest advocate for people, and she's recruiting people and saying, you just need to come in and do it, because you just feel so much better getting in the water. And people liken the water to, they say, it's miracle water. And for a person who's got achy joints, they, you know, have a risk for falling or whatnot, getting in the water is just, you provide the resistance, you provide that socialization. It's just, I can't say enough positive about what happens in the pool at Simons. It's just, it's great.
The way you just described it, it sounded like the movie Cocoon.
I haven't said the miracle waters. The people who, they, you know, my 70, 80, 90-year-old customers who come in there, that's what they say. That's how much better they feel when they get in the water. It's just it. And we're so fortunate in a rural community to have an indoor swimming pool that people can access, you know, all year round. We're so fortunate. You know, I think of John and Edith, and I think the last time we were in there thinking, when you look back on your life to say what you contributed, I look at John and Edith, their gift just keeps giving. You know, the people's quality of life and everything is just so much better because they can get in the pool and socialize, but in an exercise. I mean, it's wonderful.
Yeah, think how many lives have been affected as a result of that.
And this, I can kind of tell you, so right now we're doing a software upgrade, and we're not doing all the people. So right now we have 3,000 active users of Simons. But we have another 10,000 people who occasionally are coming in, and then we have to pay per every 5,000. So there's another 10,000 on top of that. So there's probably conservatively 30 to 35,000 people who have used Simons in the past 30 plus years. And if you say 35,000, you know, what's Richland County's population, the whole county? I mean, that's, so with that 35,000, we're pulling people from Sauk County. There was people in there this morning that were from Boscobel. There's people that came in from Highland. Because there's not an indoor swimming pool. So you look at an economic asset to Richland County, it's huge. And it's huge because it's such an asset because of what it does. But then when you're improving somebody's quality of life, I don't know that it gets any better than that. It's just, it's a great building.
So that's like double the county population.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's pretty impressive how Indeed. Many people come there.
Roxanne, you just want to get people aware, I think, and do you actually constantly direct them to Simons then when they're kind of talking about their health issues and things like that?
We do. We've had such a great partnership, and we have all of these programs, so it is a regular conversation for us to talk to people about these different programs and signing up through Simons.
Indeed, and we talk ADRC, and I talk about all the services that you have and all the people that you employ. It's incredible, you know, what you can do and what you do for the county and the area.
Right. Yeah, we have so many programs, and this is just one of them. But, you know, we do really look at the whole individual and what are their needs and what kinds of things would fit into their needs. So, we're just very blessed to have ADRCs, and we're really blessed to have this partnership, you know, within our community.
Yeah, we talk about your cardio and your wellness and your health, but the other thing is fighting off is dementia, which we've talked about in this program as well with ADRC. But keeping active is another way to kind of maybe stave off some of those effects too, isn't it?
It is. You know, socialization is one of those biggest factors. And then also exercise and, you know, keeping your mind alert by doing things. And then, you know, actually when you bring that up, we're doing a Dementia Live event. We're going to be doing that in partnership with the hospital on May 30th. So lots of events coming up. And that's a program where individuals can sign up and go in and they can do a simulation of what is it like to live with dementia. It's a 7-minute simulation. And then after that, there's a bit of education. So it takes about an hour. So we actually are right now getting things together for people to be able to sign up. And if people are interested in doing that program, they can contact the ADRC.
I know there's been an effort to make the city dementia aware and dementia, you know, friendly as well, hasn't it?
Yeah, and you know, we're really lucky. Over the last few years, dementia care specialists have become statewide. So we have a dementia care specialist that works with Richland County. She actually is 50% Richland County, 50% Crawford County, through the ADRC of Eagle Country. So we're really lucky because we have Pam that comes in a few days a week. She works with people in the community. She puts on a lot of brain health programs. She does the Dementia Live, a lot of education for different entities within the community. So when we really look at services for individuals in our community, we have a whole host of things.
Yep, we're very fortunate. Anything else you'd like to add about the run or anything like that?
Nope, just I encourage people to sign up. If they want a shirt, they need to sign up by May 6th, but you don't have to get a shirt if you just want to be able to, join in, and you'd sign up after May 6th, you'll be welcome then too. So
bring the whole family, grandma, grandpa, and
bring
mom,
everybody.
And
yep, bring everybody along.
So it'll be a fun thing. 3K, 5K, and again, no pressure. It sounds like just a fun day then.
Yep, it's not competitive. Our 5K people, probably a little more competitive. and that's last year we had some runners, and we thought, oh, that 3K, boy, they really went through that fast. So that's why we increased it to a 5K. I think our runners are a little more used to doing a little bit longer stretch. So that's why we made the changes we did. But no, the walk is just a nice walk to be out with people and enjoy our community. We've got a lot of really great things in our community. It's a beautiful walk and just trying to get people together.
Indeed. Denise, your mother might beat you. Who knows?
Yeah,
you
know, that's so. Exactly. Yeah, but she's at the point where she could beat me in the water probably.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
But she's still coming up to Simons and she's enjoying it. So
good to hear. Anything else you'd like to add?
The only thing that I would say is that, because I'm updating people in the computer, a lot of people's supplemental Medicare plans that they have, quite a few of them have a stipulation that they can get a free membership at Simons. So people who have, and the programs are called Renew Active, Silver Sneakers, Silver Fit, Active and Fit, but that we are a host site to all those programs. So if you are paying for a supplemental Medicare program, am I saying that right? Supplemental insurance. You get a free membership at Simons, so you can come in and use all the facility. Once a month, we send a thing to your insurance company, and they send us money back for your membership. So you're already paying for it through your insurance, and you could get the benefit by just coming out to Simons and using the facility, and there would be no charge to you. So I would encourage people to come in and bring your card with them. We could get you signed up and you could get started right away.
That's good information.
Yeah.
All right. And so you're interim director for a few more weeks.
I am. This year, my husband and I built a greenhouse. And so my goal is by the 1st of May I will be in my greenhouse. I will be available by phone, or I will come in if they need me, but I'm going to be growing plants and stuff. So I'm excited about that.
Good for you.
Yeah.
And an occasional visit to the Simons.
My favorite place in the whole building is the sauna. So that's my, if I get up at 5:30, I go sit in the sauna and I can be home by 7:30. So this, Simons will still be on my list.
Great. Good to see you again.
Yeah, thank you, Phil.
You bet. Denise Linz, Interim Director at Simons Recreation Complex. And Roxanne, keep us posted on your upcoming events as well.
We will. Thank you.
You bet. Roxanne Klubertons-Gerber, Aging and Disability Resource Center Manager for ADRC of Eagle Country. We'll be back with more in a moment on The Morning Show.
Stay tuned for the second half of today's Morning Show program on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE. Coming up, though, in just a moment, we'll have a look at today's news.
We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Adam Hess. Here's what you need to know. Economic Equity Now recently held meet and greets for the two Richland Center mayoral candidates. Incumbent Mayor Todd Coppernall shared that after growing up in Richland Center and then moving back 29 years later, he fell in love all over again with the community and wanted to see things become even better.
Richland Center hooked me in, and I'll be honest with you, I got offended because I came home to a town that spoke poorly about itself. Nothing happened here. Nothing could happen here. We used to have this and we don't. All of this rhetoric. Boo-hoo, poor us. And I didn't like it because I didn't agree. I said, well, you know, I just moved back here from Wanakee, which I realize is a different community, a different demographic, and so close to Madison, it's not a fair comparison. But the point was, I came from a community that just did things. If they had an idea, they pursued it and went for it. And what the people here were telling me is that there was no point in it because nothing came here. Well, I said, well, try. Let's try. Then you can change that.
He began to get involved to make a difference.
Paul Corcoran, who's mayor, appointed me as a police commissioner. I did that, and then I ran for city council. And I did that, and then ran for mayor. And the whole point, the whole time, has been to change that narrative and bring positive things to the city, and that when I'm done, hand that off and have that continue. It's a very important thing to me. It's my family legacy.
During his tenure as mayor, Coppernall has faced a pandemic and the closing of UW Richland. But he says there have also been homes and businesses added to the demographics. He looks forward to even bigger projects for the city in the future.
My point is, I believe in this place. I've learned since I came home, I cannot separate where I am from who I am. It's in me. It's part of me. So it motivates me at all times, all days, to do what we can to make the place better while we're serving me and everyone around me. And we do that many, many times. Doesn't matter, evening, Sunday. My wife can be doing whatever we were there to do, and I'll say, look at that over there. What could we do there? Wait a minute. The city could do that. It's just what happened to me when I got involved. It's gotten a grip on me, and I've loved every minute of it. When it came time to decide whether to run for a third term, I got a lot of good advice. I sat and thought. I talked to several former mayors that had been through the same decision process, and just several people around town. And I thought about it long and hard, and I thought, well, what's going to decide this for me? And just on cue, some new opportunities showed up.
Coppernall's opponent is alderperson Karen Tepley. She says the number one question is why she is running for mayor now.
I'm running because I think our community needs more attention. So, you know, that in a nutshell is why I decided to do this. You know, and I guess I'll address a few things that I'm not, the not reasons that I'm running. And I'm not running because I'm proud or I think I know more than anyone else. It's just that this is the time. So on my information, you can see it says right time, right choice. That's the reason.
She looks forward to meeting with constituents, collaboration, and representing the community with state legislatures if elected mayor.
I am not saying that this should be a 40-hour-a-week job, because it's not. But the fact that I have a flexible schedule, I am retired, that I can, like I said, give certain hours to our constituents. on a regular basis so that that can be walk-in. Collaborate to uphold ordinances and zoning regulations. Maybe I should bring this up. According to the Wisconsin state statutes, mayor's duties with an administrator is you serve as the chief executive officer of the city by monitoring the activities of the administrator. And the second is to see that city ordinances and state laws are enforced. And number three is a procedure for monitoring those, and then a policy leader for the community. So those are the three things that both state statutes and Wisconsin City County Management Association list. And then once again, flexible schedule would allow me to represent our community at both regional and state level meetings.
Kepley would also like to see better communication with the public.
We are probably one of the only communities around here that do not have a social media platform. You know, if you want to know when large item pickup is, you either have to call the city clerk. Sometimes some of the other pages will have that. But it would be really nice if we had the official page to go to so we can get information, whether City Hall is closed or whatever it is, city information, and have it written. Develop a process to ensure people who serve on boards, commissions, and committees are qualified and driven by genuine purpose. A lot of the city business happens in committees and commissions. People will attend council meetings and the yes and no vote happens there. But the real work happens in those committees and commissions and boards. So there's communities in and around our area. They have selecting board members, you know, seek candidates that qualify for each role using business recruitment networks, and create clear job descriptions. There's some state statutes that have requirements for certain committees, but that wouldn't hurt. City of Platteville, City of Janesville, they both have applications on their website that the community, as well as council people, should be filling out. So, number one, this lets them know that there are availability for the public to serve. And right now, like I say, we don't have that, and I think just more attention needs to be focused on that.
Voters in Richland Center will choose between Todd Coppernall and Karen Tepley during the spring election Tuesday, April 2nd. And officials are investigating complaints of phony and forged signatures on recall petitions targeting Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Dawn Hagerty says she called the Racine County DA's office after her signature was forged.
I feel extremely violated. I am a librarian, if I can say that, and the truth matters to me. And I also called the Elections Commission to ask if there's a way to get my name redacted off the list because this doesn't represent me.
Hagerty spoke to WISN-TV's Up Front. Your soggy Tuesday forecast is on the way next when our news continues.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
We have settled back to our morning low of 50 and occasional rain continuing today, then turning to snow showers by mid-afternoon. Temperatures will plummet into the 30s by the afternoon. We'll top off somewhere in the low 50s. They're saying 53 right now. Snow showers ending this evening. Breezy, much cooler with a low of 19. Wednesday, patchy sun developing. Breezy and chilly, 37. Wednesday night, cold again, 18. And then Thursday, mostly sunny, 43. Back to 52 for Friday. Light rain continuing to fall. We're up to 31 hundredths of an inch of rain, and we're at 50 degrees. We'll have a look at sports coming up next. And sports is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex, Richland Center's public indoor swimming pool and fitness center, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Let an LS Tractor do all those jobs that need to get done. They make tractors from 21 to 101 horsepower. These excellent tractors have hydrostatic transmissions for ease of use. They come with loaders, 3 points, and PTOs to power any attachments. LS has great long-term financing. I would invite you to our indoor showroom at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East Richland Center, or at homesteaderstore.com.
Good morning with a look at sports on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess in for Phil Nee. Ithaca and Richland Center High Schools, no scheduled events this week due to conflicting events like the band trip to Florida. We do have some games on tap for today. However, that will be very, very weather dependent throughout southwest Wisconsin. Right now, it is a go. Lakeside Lutheran at River Valley Baseball, a softball baseball doubleheader. Hillsboro travels to Kickapoo, and another softball baseball doubleheader. North Crawford is at Riverdale. It's not a good way to start the season. 2 days before the opener, the Brewers have lost their starting center fielder, Garrett Mitchell. He suffered a fracture in his left hand. The 25-year-old Mitchell plans to get a second opinion from a specialist, but insiders in the Brewers say it looks like he could miss up to 2 months of action. He had a good spring. He hit .319, a homer, and 8 runs knocked in. Yesterday, Milwaukee beat the Rockies 10-1. The two teams will play again today. Then the 2024 season opens Thursday in New York against the Mets. As always, each and every baseball game of the Brewers can be heard on our sister station, WRCE, AM 1450 and FM 107.7. all season long. A sore ankle will keep future Hall of Famer LeBron James out of tonight's Lakers game in Milwaukee. The NBA player has had issues with that ankle all season, but he's managed to average over 25 points per game. The Lakers hope to have James as healthy as possible for the postseason. Right now, they do face the possibility of needing a win and get in play-in game to even get to the playoffs. Finals last night in the NBA, Cleveland 115, Charlotte 92. It was Brooklyn 96-88 over Toronto. Atlanta down Boston 120-118. New York a big win against Detroit 124-99. San Antonio strolled by Phoenix 104-102. Houston 110, Portland 92. Washington 2 better than the Bulls 107-105. Dallas put 10 on Utah 115-105. Denver 128, Memphis 103. Sacramento, no issues with Philly, 108-96. And Indiana, a big win against the Clippers, the final there, 133-116. Two finals in the NHL. It was Vegas, a 2-1 win over St. Louis in overtime, and Los Angeles, 3-2 over Vancouver. The Green Bay Packers front office is confirming talks are underway with quarterback Jordan Love about a contract extension. It would be his second. As it stands now, Love is set to become an unrestricted free agent in 2025. General manager Brian Gutekunst says they will not let him walk. He threw for 4,159 yards and 32 touchdowns last season. That's a look at sports. For Phil Nee, I'm Adam Hess.
Does relaxing in a warm swimming pool, hot tub, and sauna sound like an enjoyable way to spend time with your family and friends? Simon's Recreation Complex is your public indoor heated swimming pool located on the UW-Platteville Richland campus. While the campus may be closing, Simon's Recreation Complex is open and continues to meet the fitness and recreation needs of Southwest Wisconsin community. The swimming pool is open to the public daily for lap swimming, water walking, water basketball, and for splashing with the children. The swimming pool is now open extended hours through April 30th. Friday night, the pool is open until 8:40 p.m. Saturday pool hours are 7:30 a.m. to 3:55 p.m. Sunday pool hours are 1 p.m. to 4:55 p.m. The cost for non-members to swim is $5. Visit Simon's Recreation Complex this winter and spring to stay active and stay warm. Call 647-8522 or on the web at simonsrec.com.
It's time to ride into spring
by listening to this local civic media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000.
Listen for your chance to qualify on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. On our morning show today, the next half, we talk about Discovery Play School and all the great things that they have going on. And we're into the spring season now and looking ahead at their future. Tara Weitzel is in the studio with us today. Good morning, Tara.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you here. Discovery Play School has been in our community for a long time. Can you talk a little bit about the history?
It has. Actually, we have been part of the Richland Center community for just over 30 years. When they first began, it started out as a preschool program to address the educational needs that students were having. However, as things have progressed, preschool programs are part-time. It's not very convenient for families that need to work full-time. So we have decided to keep our preschool program and focus on the academics, but we offer now what is called wraparound care, which is before our preschool program and after our preschool program ends, so that families that need the full-time care are able to work full-time without trying to juggle who can pick up Junior from preschool and where is he going to go in the afternoon because I still need to work. And for us, it has gone really well.
What are the hours then that Discovery is open?
We are actually open from 5:30 in the morning to 4 p.m. right now.
Okay. Those are some ample hours.
It is. It's a long day. We have some students that are in our facility for about 50 hours a week. We have people that work like 5/12s, and it gives the families the ability to know that they don't have to rush out on their lunch break and swap daycares. Plus, they still get all of the added benefits of the educational experience of preschool program.
You come with some exciting news. A little bit of an expansion. Can you talk about that for us?
We are very excited to announce that we are opening a full-time infant and toddler center. As of right now, our services of children that we serve start at age 2 through age 12. However, we are thrilled to announce that we were recently approved for some additional space, and we are, as of June 1st, opening a full-time infant center, and we are so excited about it.
So that's something that's been talked about for a while, but it's good to see it come to fruition.
It has. We've had to negotiate for some space and to prove our business plan and our working model. So as of June 1st, we will accept students as young as 6 weeks through age 12.
And tell us about the expansion, how it's going to look like at Spitalen Hills.
So right now, our preschool classroom is actually moving next door. And our infant and toddler center is going to be where our current preschool program is located. So this week, because we're actually closed on spring break, we're moving our preschool classroom. And so April 1st, when all of our preschool students come back, they're very excited because they're going to be in their new classroom.
Okay. So how much of a endeavor is that to move all this stuff?
Well, if you can imagine 30 years worth of furniture and supplies that have been stored, I have done a lot of sorting and weeding out. And unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, in order to have the space approved for my infant program, I need to have the current classroom empty. So this week, I am going to be very busy.
And so for the infant area, you have to make that more for the infants and safe and everything?
Yep. Actually, I'm meeting with the fire department on Wednesday. They're the ones that come through and make sure that it is safe for an infant classroom, make sure that the evacuation and the sparkling needs for that are different than toddlers. Since a preschool classroom, you can all hold hands and walk outside. In an infant classroom, you have to be able to put the infants in a basically a crib with wheels, and make sure that you can get them evacuated safely. So part of my job is to go through with the fire department and identify any hazards or things that need to be altered before June 1st in order to have our infant set up in that current classroom.
Okay. So the goal is to be there by June 1st?
Yes, and, we are.
Okay. All right. What are the numbers like? I mean, upper end, how many could you take?
Well, our new preschool classroom is actually licensed for up to 32 students, and our infant and toddler center can actually take up to 16. So we have close to 50 slots available.
And for the Discovery Play School as a whole, it's not just a during the school year thing, is it?
No, we run year round. We run a school year program, which obviously runs from September to the end of May. However, then we run what is considered the more fun portion of our school year as our summer program. We offer some different activities, being that we accept school age children. So our summer program runs from June 1st through the end of August, and we actually break apart. So this year will be our first year that we host three different groups. We'll have our infant and toddlers. Then we have basically our preschool age 2 to about 5, 6, and then we have our school age section from 6 to 12.
What are some fun activities you do in the summer?
We actually have several water tables that are outside. We do a lot of water activities. This year, I'm very excited. We are actually gardening as well. We participate in several community farm to table programs, and we were just received a whole bunch of seeds. So we're going to try our hand at gardening this summer, too. I don't know how well it's going to go, but we're very excited that we're going to try it.
Oh, that's going to be exciting for the students and, you know, teach them about gardening at a young age.
Well, and, you know, like, since we have them for the whole summer, they're going to be able to see beginning to end type of thing. And we're hoping to have some produce to send home and try for snack time and try out some new things.
That's great. How much interaction do they do with the residents at Schmidtwilland Hills then?
We actually are able to go up through. We have a secondary playground that is actually in the middle of Schmidt. So when we go upstairs every morning to go to that back playground, we interact with all of the residents on the assisted living floor. There are actually several ladies, once it is nice out, that they come out and sit in Smith's flower garden while we're outside. So it's nice. The kids call them the grandmas and grandpas. So we get to go. We say good morning. During holidays, we do a holiday project. So, like, we make Valentine's, and then we go up and we deliver Valentine's in October, we do a holiday parade. So we dress up in our costumes and we do a Halloween parade and we go through and model all of our costumes. At Christmas time, we've done cookies and things like that. So it really gives us a nice balance that they can interact with the residents. Plus, the residents get to see all of the fun things that we are doing. And it's really a nice arrangement.
I would guess that both sides benefit, don't they, Tara?
They do. It's nice. And, like, for the residents, like, if they don't have family that's visiting, these are, you know, pretend grandkids that get to come and we make projects. We, you know, visit, we read stories, and it's nice for both sides.
Tell us a little bit about the curriculum then during the school year.
So we do what's called a themed curriculum, and it is actually posted on our website and posted in our preschool classroom. So we start at the beginning of the alphabet and we do one letter a week. And then we also do a specific theme. So we do all of the holidays. However, then we do like Arctic animals. We do circus. We do the jungle. We do all of those things. And so we spend usually about 2 weeks studying each theme. And then we do a week for each letter. So by the time we get through the school year, then we have done all of the letters and all of the themes throughout the year. In the summer, we tend to do larger blocks of time. So, like, in the summer, we do the solar system. And this last year, we did a scale model of the solar system on our ceiling. So every day that we lay down for nap time, you could count the planets in line. We did the moons. They had the rings. We had a door-sized spaceship that was on one of our doors. So we tend to do themes that take longer. You really can't cover the solar system in like a two-week time frame. So we do ones that are more fun, like the circus, the jungle, things of that nature. But the kids seem to really enjoy it. We kind of rotate through about every 2 years because when students start at like three, they go 2 to 3, then 3 to 4. So they have a little bit of time before we recycle into the same theme again so that it's new again.
Looking at the daily schedule, Tara, could you take us through what a typical day is like?
Sure. So we open as early as 5:30. Usually the students that come in then, some of them are very awake and ready to go. However, we do have some that are still tired and do lay down and tend to take a nap. Because we open that early, then we serve breakfast. We have free play until about 8 o'clock when our preschool program actually starts. So then during our preschool program, we do something that are called centers. Usually we have about 4 to 5. And they are specific skills that we are working on for that day. So like last week's centers, one of them was our sensory table with beads. And they worked on pouring and measuring the beads. And then they could also string them and make necklaces to work on their fine motor skills. Then we have a writing center, which depending on the day, we work on either their numerals, their letters, their name, things of that nature. Then we have a building center, which depending on the day is either large or small building. We have giant blocks where we can build like huge buildings, or we have something as small as Legos where it's more fine motor skills and they work on those type of things. We do an art activity every day. However, we also have what's called process art available all of the time. So we either have adult directed where we are making a specific project based on the theme and the story that we've read, or we have process art where everything is out and I want to see what they are interested in creating. We also do a story every day. So we include our reading time, we include our free play, we include our writing activities so that they have a very well-rounded day. Then we also do outside activities every day as long as the weather is cooperative. So we have a very busy schedule.
You know, and a lot of children, you know, screen time becomes an issue, especially as they get a little older. It sounds like you're keeping them away from screen time.
We only have screen time if we are having a party. We do not watch TV. We don't watch videos. However, we do have a smart board. So if it is storming, we can't go outside. I don't know if you've ever heard of Danny Go. He is a young student, basically musician, but they do movement videos. So they are directed and they're basically like slash singing exercise slash movement videos. So if we cannot get outside, we turn on a Danny Go video and there's like dinosaur stomp. There is a jungle video where, yes, we're watching it, but they are interactive. So we're running and jumping and we're dodging dinosaurs so that we can get in some exercise, even though we can't go outside.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. Keep them moving a little bit.
Yes. Well, and sometimes, like, when you are here, like, you got to burn off some energy. Mm-hmm. You can only sit at a table and work for so long, and then you need to get up and stretch and move.
Right. What about meals?
So we provide breakfast and snacks and drinks. We do not, however, have a full kitchen, so we do not provide lunches. So right now, all of our students, they just pack a lunch. And then we do have a refrigerator, microwave, kitchenette situation. So we're able to warm things up. We're able to keep things cold. And honestly, a lot of families, it just depends. We have families that religiously, they bring the leftovers from the night before. We have families that they are very much a sandwich, chips, piece of fruit, and a drink. And honestly, we accommodate all of that. And You know, it seems to work really well for us. We don't have the dedicated staff to be able to cook meals on our own. So we provide the breakfast, juice, and snacks, and then they just bring their lunches.
Tell me about your staff at Discovery Play School.
Right now, we currently have three on staff, myself, Tara, obviously. I am the director, and currently, right now, I am the lead teacher. I have my teaching assistant. Her name is Jessica. She is a college student who actually will graduate next year with her teaching degree, and she is looking to take over the full-time teaching position. I have an on-call sub that is certified to either teach or be a teacher's assistant. Her name is Katarina, and she actually is one of Smith's employees that works upstairs as a CNA, but she is also licensed to be a sub in our classroom.
Tara Weitzel, director at Discovery Play School, right here in Richland Center.
Into spring by listening to this local civic media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000.
Listen for your chance to qualify on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Good morning. You are listening to WRCO FM 100.9, WRCE AM 1450, and FM 107.7 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Time for a new